Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This topic of Christ's return seems to have two camps, those who never talk about it and those who never stop talking about it but disagree with each other on how it will play out. So let's just start here. Dr. Lutzer, why is it important for us to live with the end in mind based on Scripture, living with the idea that Christ is coming back?
Well, first of all, let me respond to the first part of your question. The reason why there is disagreement about prophecy and people back off because of the disagreements, unfortunately they back off, is because if you look at the different scenarios, for example, pre-tribulationism versus post-tribulationism, both points of view have some scriptural evidence, but they both can't be right. So and both have some problems in interpreting other passages. So you have to make up your mind as to which point of view you're really going to accept. But here's the bottom line, Susie, that is so important that people miss. Whether or not it is pre-trib or post-trib, the Bible is very clear that we should live in light of Christ's return. And even if you say Jesus can't come back today because the church has to go through the tribulation, he is going to come back. He is going to judge us. He is going to reward us. We are going to be in his presence. So either way, it is absolutely essential that we as believers live our lives in light of eternity.
Indeed. And when we are experiencing freedom and favor, and we've got a Bible in basically every room, what better of a time to be filling our hearts with his scripture and not squandering the day and the freedom as if we'll always have days and freedom like this, right?
And to think that we have to give an account for every day.
Yeah.
And that's true whether we live at a time when Christ returns or whether or not we die. It really doesn't make any difference because at the end of the day, our lives are going to be evaluated. Whether we are alive at the rapture or whether we have died, the fact is we will all give account to God for the way in which we've lived.
And that, again, is something we've been talking about quite often on this show just because we want to live in a day where we understand that, because I think it's, you know, someone once said, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll just make you busy. And it's like, if we run through life and we are squandering moments and opportunities, there's a loss involved with that. And so just to live with eternity in mind, living wanting to redeem the moment is just one of our great desires here on Live the Promise. And I love this. You wrote that one of your great desires and reasons for writing The King is Coming is so that we can fall in love with Jesus all over again. I'd love for you to say more about that.
And, you know, let me just simply underline something you said previously. The real purpose of prophecy is not to satisfy our curiosity. If you read, for example, 2 Peter, he says, in light of the fact that all these things are going to be destroyed, what manner of people ought we to be in all conversation and godliness? It says in 1 John that because he is going to appear, we should walk as he walked, and we should not be ashamed at his coming. So the whole motivation is not so that we can make a chart, though making a chart may have its advantages. The motivation is the transformed life. And I believe that if we do live in light of Christ's return, we will indeed fall in love with Jesus. The Bible says that there's a special crown for those who love his appearing. So we should actually love his appearings. People listening today may say, well, I don't want Jesus to come back today. I want to, first of all, be a success somewhere, or I, first of all, want to be married, or I want to accomplish this. Really, all of that should fade into insignificance. We should so desire Christ that we wish every day that that would be the day when he returns.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.